Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
So the reason I freaked out a little bit just now, because the computer stopped, because we've done the show before and it was like fucking hilarious and like the best show ever. And then when I looked down, it had completely shut off. Like stopped, didn't record us for like the whole 40 minutes.
That's some shit.
So ain't nobody got time for that.
Uh-uh.
Because we're hungry. Okay, you guys, so can you, does this sound weird?
What? It doesn't.
Do you hear Buzzy? No?
No, I don't hear any buzzing.
So literally in the middle of us talking, the computer stopped saying it's too slow, stop working. So we rebooted it. Hopefully everything's okay. Well, what were we going to talk about this show?
I don't know. Oh,
I had something to talk about and I can't remember what it was.
I do remember I was going to tell some stories about Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Yeah.
My limited Twitter experience. So I get like, you know how Twitter's like people you may know or like people from like your address book or like Gmail or whatever. So like months ago, I get like a people you may know thing, and it's like this really great, and this is how I found out that people use Twitter for like hooking up and like porn, which I didn't know was a thing. Like I didn't know
it's
that
kind of like Tumblr, like with the porn thing, right?
I guess. Well, so okay, so it's like people you may know or like somebody from your address book, and it's this like account of like this person like really trolling for dick and like retweeting like people getting like pounded, like videos and all kinds of stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my god, who is this? And I'm not gonna say like the Twitter handle, but it was something hilarious involving the word jizz.
Okay.
Or like jizz taker. Anyway,
something like that.
So I eventually figured out who it was, and I sent them a discreet Facebook message that was like, hey, like this is linked to this email address that like I have connected with you professionally on. So like, I don't know if your mom is going to like see you taking like a 12-inch black dick. Because there were like videos of like this
it was
dude.
Like, it was actually him.
It was this dude. Well, like he would like retweet other videos, but he's like super into like 18-inch like black
dick. Holy shit. Is that like even real? 18-inch?
I don't know if 18 is real, but like I'm talking like this was like at least like probably like 10 inches or something. It was big.
Huge.
It was scary. But then I got blocked from his Twitter, and I was like, not that I was like looking at it necessarily, but I do enjoy telling the story. But because of that, I get Twitter updates of like people taking gigantic black dicks all the time, and like it's not people I know or like things that I like follow, so like I don't know how to get rid of it.
You just have to block each time.
You have to block all of them.
You have to block anytime that someone adds you. Or you mean like on your timeline?
Like I'm talking like I'm looking at like I get these like emails in my phone, and it's like King XXX.
Oh,
cock.
Those are porn. Like, yeah.
But no, it's I never got them before until like this jizz eater person, like look, black dong something.
So did you block?
I didn't block him. He blocked me. So that.
So
I
that means
see.
You're retweeted by black dong. So you're friends with someone that retweeted this.
Right.
But you don't know who it is.
I don't.
Oh. Just busted a good ass nut at work.
Yes.
Can we watch that?
Oh my God. Watch it. It's hilarious. I watched it for like a second. Some of these penises cannot be real. Like the physics involved.
So, all right. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
And he's at work?
I mean,
oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say his Twitter handle because damn boy, it's Bank ZXXX. He just marked his territory, let me tell you. I,
for real.
Yeah, someone on your friends list is friends with that person, and they read whoever it is, they retweeted it.
It's but just hilarious.
If you log onto the Twitter app and look okay. at the actual retweet, you can block the person that retweeted it.
Or
if you don't want to block them, you could just block retweets from them.
Okay. General. All right. Because it's just absurd. Like, I'm constantly, and it happens like when I'm at impressed. Work.
Sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, oh, I'm bored. Let me look at my phone. And when I open it up on Twitter, it's a penis.
Right.
And the type of work I do can't do that.
No. One time I accidentally, so there was this picture of, and this was like when was the Olympics? Like the Winter Olympics, like 3 years ago, 2 years ago? I don't yeah. fucking know. Anyway. So I sent one of my coworkers a link to a picture of like some, I don't know, some bobsled team is Canadian, somebody, Scotland. Scotland's not its own country. Is it? No. Scotland's part of the United Kingdom. Right. I feel stupid because I lived there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
Well, it's its own country, but
right, it's part of the United Kingdom.
Oh my God, you're so white in America.
I know.
You're so privileged right now.
I don't understand anything. What state are we in?
Confusion. A lot of it.
Seriously. I sent one of my coworkers a picture of these like hot bobsled dudes, and I didn't realize that like I sent her a link from like a porn website or something, and like I heard her scream from across the office, and she was like, "What did you send me?" And I was like, "It's just a picture of these bobsled guys, but like all of like the side panel ads and shit were like dicks and blowjobs." Yeah. Whoops.
Well, you work at a pretty cool company, so
I guess like it's okay.
I don't think they would care.
No.
Well, you have to get on the Twitter bandwagon. People communicate through Twitter or be more interactive. I don't know if you want people to be on your personal Facebook, people that are listeners. I don't know if you want that. I've had a few people contact me. Like, just to let you know, I stalked Adam and he's really cute. So
congratulations
and welcome to the show.
I've had a couple.
Come in my butthole. Ooh, no, they didn't say that part. Just kidding.
Well.
You're like, okay.
I guess.
If I have to.
Comes with the podcast, right? I think I'm going to have to like take what I do off of my Facebook, which I need to do anyway, because then I can bitch about crazy shit more.
I've completely taken it off mine.
I know. That's smart.
The last place that shows is the last place I worked in Florida.
Didn't you work for, what, Safeway?
Publix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could probably hide that. I don't care if people know what I look like or anything, because I mean, like, I am cute.
Right.
So
I mean, you're all that. And a bag of chips.
And a bag of chips.
And some dip.
Ooh. I could do some chips and dip right now.
Me too. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so good. Yeah, interact with people on Twitter and on Facebook. And it'll take a little bit because you don't know who's who and all that stuff. Right, and I did give you a list of podcasts to listen to. So you have no idea, like anyone that's talking about anything.
Well, I've got some homework to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get to work on it.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. I like it.
Oh my God. I was going to talk about something that I felt was kind of important, but then George called me into the living room to do something. And
was it about your boob?
No, we talked about that.
We talked about that.
We talked about Albuquerque. Oh, well, we have more phone calls and then it may come to me. I have some questions too for you.
Okay.
Or in some responses. Baron Frosty, who is another podcaster, he says on Twitter, this is kind of for me, but podcast question. You usually don't vacay with your hubby. Were you about to cut a bitch by the end of the trip? That answer would be yes, but he's in the next room, so I can't say it really loud.
Do you not travel well with him?
Not flying, I don't think.
That's fair.
You know, you're crowded, you're crunched up.
That's true.
We're together all the time, and then we're even closer on an airplane.
Yeah.
You're next to a stranger.
Right.
All right, so get this. We're on a flight that is, like, there's 25 seats available for people to sit in.
Right.
Tony and I have like C32. So, you know, we get the back of the plane.
We're
in a row by ourselves. All kinds of free seats up front.
Right.
An asshole came all the way to the back and sat between us after he skipped every single middle seat and coming through the front. Tony was pissed.
Oh, I believe it.
I mean, this guy was like, he was cute and like he touched my leg, but but it would have been more comfortable without him there.
Right, right, right.
But that's the kind of shit I hate. I'm just like, I can hate airports and I hate planes.
Yeah. Well, I hate people.
Yeah.
So
like if I could be on a flight with no one next to me, I guess that's what famous people feel like. You know, they have no one next to them.
That's true.
Life would be great, but I'm not rich and I'm not famous, so I can't really do that.
Not yet.
Not yet. Going to be.
Someday.
Waiting on it. Turning 40 in a few months. Still hasn't happened.
Some people don't start their careers until much later. So.
And they don't get to enjoy what comes with it because they're too fucking old.
Well, you're young at heart.
Right. Anyway. We're a little testy. We usually do go on separate vacations. Mm-hmm. So this is like second or third time we've been on vacation together.
Yeah.
And, you know, both of us have, you know, we're aggravated with one another.
Right.
So
surprisingly, George and I travel really, really well together. We do well.
We drive well together.
Yeah.
And then, but this is the first, well, we did have an extended time in the airport where we were
crazy.
Yeah. You know, so the surrounding had a lot to do with it.
Right.
Actually.
That's true. Context.
Tim in Alaska, who was a good friend of the podcast and a bunch of gay podcasts and Pride 48, he said, "Hey, girl, hey. Regarding the latest episode, how to get jizz in a syringe."
I hope this is a tip on how to do it.
Literally. Just stick the end of the syringe without the needle in it and pull on the plunger. It'll suck it right up.
Ooh.
Not that I've had any experience with that at all, but I do use a large 20cc syringe and suck water up in it to put water into little glass containers that hold flower bulbs. Kisses and hugs to you and Adam.
Aww.
And if you didn't listen to the last show, well, the show second before that, there was a guy in this Walmart that was going around like jizzing people with a syringe with his own jizz. Disgusting. Kind of fascinated still, but he was just letting us know how it works.
That's good to know, though.
And just in case you need to do that, right?
Well, it's in the back of my mind now.
It was on that lady's back.
Oh, it sure was.
Oh, we got a tweet from Baron just now. Let's see what it says. Oh, he's just responding to a tweet with the claps. We love clap, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the biggest inauguration event, period. We're going to play some voicemails.
Okay.
How about we do that?
Into it.
Because you have no idea what this person's talking about.
Hey, Ricky and Roger. This is, well, anyways, I just got done listening to the episode that had Nicole in it. Freaking awesome. I haven't laughed so freaking hard in my whole life. I haven't laughed that long. And I hate to say it, like a Foul Monkeys episode, like, freaking awesome. Diarrhea monologue at the end was perfect. And I want to say, too, like, the old episode, when y'all were talking or whatever, it was old, like, old from back in your Lakeland, Florida days. You know, I was trying to drive, and I had my fucking earbuds in. I had to pull them out because I was at a fucking red light. The light turned green, and I still had gone because I couldn't see because of all the tears in my damn eyes because I was laughing so damn hard. And then it makes my damn bronchitis flare up. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. So anyway, I'm in hiatus right now with it being so close to Christmas. So I guess I'll hear from y'all in 2017. All right, talk to you later. Bye. Oh, and Feliz Navidad and Feliz Nuevo.
Maybe he's listening to the new shows. He's never given us his name. He won't tell us who
he really
is. So I don't know if it's somebody that I know or what, but he's referring to an old episode of when I lived in Lakeland, Florida. My friend Nicole and I, we did a whole show on the diarrhea song. So we logged onto a website and we just sang lyrics from the diarrhea song. Diarrhea. You never heard the song?
No.
When you're sliding into first and your pants about to burst. Diarrhea. So
okay.
But we went onto this website of where people made these genius lyrics, and we laughed for like 40 minutes straight. So he's referring to that. And then when she came here to visit,
yeah,
at the end of the show, we did a diarrhea song, and it was pretty funny. But people, at one time, people would call in with their own versions of the diarrhea song, either related to Foul Monkeys or me or Julian or Nicole at the time.
That's cute.
Pretty funny. There's some funny stuff. All right, here's the next one.
Hey, guys, it's me again. I was just listening to the episode where Roger wants to name his knitting shop What Up Knitta, which is, I mean, you're brave as hell if you're going to do it. But anyways, so I was thinking, like, what could I name mine? And mine would be the Itty Bitty Nitty Committee, similar to the Itty Bitty Titty Committee, you know, because girls with the tiny chichis. Yeah. So anyways, I just want to call and tell you that. And I know this is probably like the third voicemail I've left this week, but I have no fucking life. I mean, shit. Anyways, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
There is nothing wrong with calling us three times in a week. You could do it all you want to. We are non-judgmental here. That's a lie, but.
Yeah, I was. what podcast am I on right now?
Yeah, there was a time that I was thinking about doing knitting, and then it was hard. And I was like, can't do that.
George started knitting.
Yeah, I think George was going to show me how to do some knitting, but it never happened.
I crocheted George. When George and I first started dating, I crocheted George a scarf. Because my mom can crochet. My mom can crochet like a motherfucker.
My mom used to do it like...
Yeah.
Like a blanket in a day.
Yeah. My mom has crocheted Georgia scarf, and she's crocheted us blankets and all kinds of shit like that. But she will crochet for like everybody else, and she'll be like, "You're not jealous, are you?" She'll be like, "I'll make you another blanket eventually." But so like she kind of taught me how to crochet a little bit, and I made George like the wonkiest ass scarf. Like it's awful. It's terrible. Loves it. I don't think he has it anymore.
He gave it to the dog. He's probably like, "Here, play."
It's like real short, and it's like real wide at the bottom, and then it gets like real narrow, and then it gets wide again. It's
like a bow tie.
Terrible.
It's a bow tie.
It's a bow tie.
It was a really big, janky bow tie.
It came from the heart. Shut up.
Right. It's a sad heart. All right, next one. Here we go. Oh, we're getting to the end of December now.
Oh.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, want to say Merry Christmas. Sorry for calling so late. It's 8:07 Central Standard Time, which, upon popular disbelief, is the best time zone. Anyways, I was just looking at my Reddit, and I saw that George Michael died. And the first thing I thought of was like, wait a second, George Michael. I know it off the top of my head. I had to find this song, because as soon as I heard it, I was like, Foul Monkeys 101. And let me see if I can get it to go. Sounds a little something like Donna Sugar.
Hope we don't get sued.
Well, anyways, y'all have a Merry Christmas. I'll talk to y'all in January. Later.
I kind of felt like I needed to be in a party dress drinking some really cheap red wine listening
for
to
that song.
And I always hear it, and all I can think about is really cheap wine.
I want somebody in like an 80s like power suit to seduce me to that song.
Oh, what would like a female power suit or a male power? Like what's the power suit you imagine? Oh, bless you.
Bless me. Sorry. Oh my God. Shoulder pads, mm-hmm. I guess. Yeah.
Triangular.
Yeah, like Sigourney Weaver and Working Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I could get down
with
her.
What about Dorothy from Golden Girls or Blanche? You know, they had the triangle thing.
They did. They did. I think Dorothy probably had a bigger dick. So
oh, totally.
That's what I'm going to judge that by. For sure.
All right, let's see. We'll do the next call. I think this is the last one. And then the email's empty, so that means you guys need to call. What's the number? 863-666-0377. I want to say the old number, but don't have that anymore.
Don't call that one.
So call that one. Ask us questions. I want questions that make Adam like fucking like just like be squirrely, like, oh my God, I don't know if I can answer this question.
Yeah,
it's so embarrassing.
Yeah,
just make him squirm.
Do it.
And the last phone call, here we go.
Hey Ricky, it's your favorite diva from Dallas, Terry. So let's just get this out of the way first. Rusty, after the break, I've been listening to the show for just a little while, and ma'am, you must take a break. Like, as soon as you stop recording, you consider that a break. But anyway, I still love you. Now, I don't know how I'm going to be able to handle this two ginger thing, because you know how I love me some ginger? If we get you guys, you and Adam, we get Hendrick all in the same time, I'm just going to come up to Chicago and just, I don't know, but love me some ginger voice. great first show with Adam. I really enjoyed listening to it. I think he's going to be a phenomenal addition to the show. And in closing, let's just address this whole Germany is close to Europe thing, Ricky. Come on, I'm going to buy you a map. We're going to outline Europe, and we're going to show you where Germany is. Because, ma'am. Anyhow, you boys have a fantastic week, and I will catch y'all later.
That's from Terry in Texas. And I know where Germany is. I had a brain fart for a second. Mm-hmm. I knew it was in Europe, but I didn't realize it was so far away from England.
I mean, well, topical, we are getting a new Secretary of Education.
So maybe I'll be brilliant.
I'm just saying.
Did you watch any of that?
Oh my God. First of all, I love Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, can she be president, please?
I feel like I don't want to burden her with that because she's so wonderful.
It seems like she would get shit done, though.
She would totally get shit done. But I was like, girl, don't get up and slap her. Because right. I know you want so to. I know you want to.
Have you ever handled $1 million account before? She was like, you're stupid.
Oh, my God. I died. I can't even with and the Grizzlies.
Which one?
The
guns.
Yeah, yeah. We should have guns in schools
to shoot grizzly bears.
Just in case there are grizzly bears.
In Montana. Okay, first three people live in Montana. There's probably more bears in Montana. And I don't mean like gay bears.
There are some gay bears in Montana.
Right, but there's probably more grizzly bears than people in that state. I kind of want to go there, though.
I've been to Montana, actually.
Did you like it?
It's lovely. Yes, I've been to... I'm not going to be able to remember. Like It's not the capital, because the capital is Helena, right?
Sure.
Well, we already know you don't know where Germany is. I thought you'd do better with American geography, Ricky, but alas.
So Billings. You did not go there.
Billings,
Montana.
Billings,
I've heard
Montana.
Of that.
So I went to Billings. Uh-huh. While I was on tour with a show, and Billings is lovely. I went to gay bars in Billings, and I really enjoy, first of all, in case anybody was wondering, I've got a big ginger beard and I'm into bears.
Mm-hmm.
So like not grizzly bears like you would shoot in your school, but like
big gay bears that you'd shoot in your bed.
Right, exactly. That I'd shoot in the face,
chest,
whatever.
Butt,
yes, foot, exactly.
With mouth,
semen,
ears.
Anywhere.
Nose.
Spray it.
Eyes.
I would apologize if it got in your eye, but otherwise...
No, I wouldn't, because you should have closed your eyes.
I guess that's true. You should have known.
You knew
better.
It was coming.
Right. I gave you fair warning. But I really enjoy, like I spent time in Omaha when I was on tour, in Billings, mm-hmm. and like all of these like super cold Midwestern-y sort of states. And it's all like the land of the accidental bear.
Right.
Because it's like you have to be like a little thick to live there because it gets cold.
Yeah. It's kind of like all the way from like Iowa to like all the way west to maybe Nevada.
Yeah, like
anything between and north and south.
Right, like
Chunky Boys galore.
Denver,
right.
Like Fargo. I've been to Fargo and I'm just like, oh my God, you're all beautiful and hairy and beefy.
And some of them are like straight guys and they don't even know like how right, hot they are.
Right.
But they like walk out with like an axe and they're shirtless and they're like splitting wood.
100% fine with that. And you know, though, like, and a lot of those places don't have a lot of women.
Right.
So.
Isn't that kind of like Alaska? There's like 5 women to every male or something like that. Something crazy.
Yeah.
Or wait, 5 male to every single. No, it's 5 males to every 1 female.
Right.
There. So
we can get a lot of work done.
There's some male loving up there.
I'm just saying.
I could be governor.
Any port in a storm.
All right, we're at 25 minutes. We got to think of something else to talk about.
What else has been going on in the news this
I don't know.
Week?
A lot of it's been Trump. Well, the Obamas left. It was really sad.
It was very sad.
And then now their daughter is like doing a internship in Hollywood.
Oh, really?
A Netflix show. I can't remember what it is, but
well, that's good for them. I want an internship.
I think that's
Netflix
the oldest
show.
One. No, maybe it's the youngest one because the oldest one is in Harvard school right now.
Well,
it's so weird to know that we saw them as little girls when they came
in. It is weird. Well, like also I think about the fact the one like presidential daughter that I always think of is Chelsea Clinton,
right?
Because like we're similar in age kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And like growing up, and girlfriend got the worst of both sides.
She's attractive now, I think, but
she's
when she
better
was
looking
a teenager
than she was.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, poor thing. Like you got like the worst of Bill and the worst of Hillary,
right?
Like, oh.
And now she looks like her mom as an adult,
right?
But,
right.
And she's
and
not
also,
unattractive.
Like
but.
She has a stylist now and right. all of that kind of shit. And also, the 90s were harsh for almost everyone,
but they were still pretty amazing.
I mean, they were amazing, like musically, culturally,
not fashion.
No,
like even the 80s was kind of iffy about fashion too. But some I think the it, 90s kind of.
I mean, I like flannel. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong, but like flannel is like different. Like I feel like flannel is fine, you can do that, but like those weird long dresses that like Elaine wore on Seinfeld,
yeah.
like those can stay there. JNCO jeans. Did you wear JNCO jeans?
No, I did not.
Oh my God, I wore
JNCO jeans.
I saw a
lot
jeans.
Of people. No.
I did. I used to have my hair like bowl cut and shaved up underneath.
Oh. No.
And I had like a little bit of a skater boy face.
My mom was like, what's so special about those pants? They're just elephant ear pants.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I saw somebody wearing JNCO jeans in my office
oh
the other
my
day.
God, no way.
I can't.
That was a long time ago since I've seen that. Wow.
I used to, there were ones that would look like there was like a kangaroo coming out of the pocket. Mm. Those were my favorite.
That was a lot of messed up. And then I just remember a lot of 90s, like towards the end, maybe the early 2000s too, like carpenter pants. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
With the belt or the hammer thing on the side.
Like,
and
cargo pants and things.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Speaking of like old-fashioned things, old-fashioned, I say, like as if I'm like 100 years old. So I went to a gay bar last night. One of the only gay bars in Chicago that I've never been to.
Which one?
The Manhandler. It's in like Lincoln Park.
I don't think I've been to that either.
Oh my God. So as you can imagine, the Manhandler is a little seedy,
mm-hmm.
but like kind of fun. Like I went.
Is it like the Granville Anvil?
My God. I've never been to the Granville Anvil either.
My God,
I want to go.
That's so scary.
Is it scary?
It's so like 80s brass.
Okay.
Like.
Well, they redid it, I think.
Oh, they have?
I think so. I don't know.
That's the bar that. Josh and I went to,
mm-hmm.
and the guy was like hitting on me, and then he started hitting on Josh, and then we're like, okay, we're kind of out of here. And then the guy like retaliated and started going because he thought we were brothers.
Oh, right,
were, like,
right. I remember
like,
this
dating
story.
Or something. And then he didn't like one of us, which I think was me. And he was like, you're trash, get out of here. I'm like, I'm in the Granville Anvil.
Right.
You're talking about yourself.
Pretty much. So the
you
man.
You need to go there. Someone was murdered, I know, and buried, but. Somewhere.
So the Manhandler has a like a back area, like a patio, like a patio.
Oh, okay.
But beyond the patio, there's like a little wooden shed where people go and hook up and mess around.
In Lincoln Park?
Yes, girl, it's like right across the street from Taco Joint. Like, it's like it's like everything is super classy, and then there's the manhandler. But
I kind of want to go there now.
We should totally go. Because number one, the drinks are cheap. It is cash only, which is a pain in the ass. Oh, but I hate cash only. Yeah. Ugh. But the bartenders are nice. The drinks are super cheap. It's super cruisy and like kind of shady. But they also, there's like a TV playing porn.
Uh-huh.
And it was terrible porn. It was like super shaved, like 1998 kind
greasy
of porn.
Oily.
They weren't greasy and oily, but like it was in like somebody's house, like it looked like.
Oh.
And like they were like doing it on the kitchen counter, and there were like coffee cups and like somebody's like dish rack and shit. But the guy was wearing a puka shell necklace.
Oh my god,
like,
I had one of those.
I used to rock a puka shell necklace. Like, I was like, this could be me. Like, I think he might have had like frosted tips. And right. I was like looking at it and I was like, was this like a spy cam of like baby Adam, like when he started coming out? But the puka shell necklace cracked me up. Also, there was a lot of fingering in the film that they were showing.
I think kind of fingering is ineffective for gay porn.
It was just weird.
I don't think I'm really into that fingering thing.
I'm not either. Just like, but it was
too much work. You're not getting anything out of it.
Exactly. But I enjoyed the puka shell necklace on the gay porn actor.
I used to wear a puka shell necklace with a handkerchief hat. You know, like tied
this
all the time.
Yeah.
That's when I first moved to Florida. So I was, you know, Florida. New to Florida.
Oh, yeah.
New meat. Had to wear my puka shell.
Oh, my God. I wore puka shells when I worked at an amusement park when I was in high school and college, and it was just the height of fashion.
Oh, that's something we need to talk about on the next show. I'm going to put it on the notes because I want you to talk about your experience working at the amusement park. I'm sure you have some amusement park stories,
I've got
right?
lots of stories.
So we're going to put that in there. All right. We're actually at over 30 minutes.
Okay.
I think that's a lot better than I thought we were going to do because I didn't think we'd have anything to talk about. So we're going to plan a little more next time, right?
We will. Yeah.
We need to get that Google Doc up.
Get it up.
Start docking.
Ooh. I mean, full disclosure, I don't have any foreskin, so.
I have half.
I mean, like, I feel like I have more than the average circumcised penis,
right.
But like, I don't have as much as some people I know.
Some lucky people.
Oh,
we were robbed.
Seriously. Ain't nobody asked me.
They just did it. All right. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.